Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. I am your host, Francine Allen Humphrey, and as always, it is my pleasure and my delight to be with you. It is a beautiful evening in Virginia Beach, Virginia, and I hope you had an opportunity to go out no matter where you are and get some sunshine today. We need that vitamin D to keep us going. It also will lift your spirits to go outside and just take a drive or take a walk. I am just delighted, as always, that you chose to spend the next 30 minutes with me and my co-host, Veronica McMillan. So if this is your first time tuning in to our show, we thank you so very much. If you're a longtime listener, I thank you as well. So I want to welcome you to Issues Concerning Women. I'm Francine Humphrey, and my co-host, Veronica McMillan, is of the Micro Nonprofit Network, Incorporated. Veronica and I are all about focusing on women and their families reaching their long-term goals, and that's one of the things that Issues Concerning Women does best. We assist them in areas of business, careers, housing, finance, and life skills. The Micro Nonprofit Network, Incorporated, helps small nonprofit organizations become foundationally strong through education, coaching, mentoring, and program development for 501c3 organizations. We offer advocacy services to infuse and stabilize households and foster a sense of community involvement, self-worth, and self-determination. Our vision is to empower women and the men that they love through hands-on demonstrations, details of home ownership, career development, investing for retirement, exercise and nutrition classes, entrepreneurship, relationship building, and adult literacy programs. We are dedicated to making a difference in everything that we do. So tonight I wanted to talk a little bit about what's going on in the world. I hope that you're able to get out and vote. I know early voting has started for some, and most states actually have already started, and I had the awesome pleasure of going out and voting today, my husband and I, so we normally do it together, and so it was a great experience. So I want to bring in my co-host, Veronica McMillan. Hey, Veronica, how are you this evening?
Hey, Francine, I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you, ma'am. Great to have you here with me today. I know last week you held it down for me, my sister. I appreciate it. And
yes.
You did a wonderful job, as always.
Thank you.
Great, great. So I was just telling the audience about how beautiful it is in Virginia Beach today, and that I actually had the opportunity to go out and vote, my husband and I, and I hope that everybody is voting early if they so choose to, because it's your choice.
Yeah.
We didn't have to wait too long, like an hour and a half, which, and, you know, I'm not a spring chicken, but, you know, it went by pretty quickly. We chit-chatted, talking, and people watched, so it was really kind of cool, and we got it done. So that's behind us now, so we can move on. So how was your day today, Veronica?
My day was fine as well. Got that voting thing out as well, which is so very important for those of you all who listen to us every week. This is a crucial election coming up, Francine, and so I'm hoping that our listening audience is involved. So yeah, but a great day, nice weather outside, and I'm just happy to be here tonight.
Well, wonderful, and just, again, thank you so much. And for those of you who may not know, we now have another radio show on the local radio station, which is 1350 AM, the gospel station, on Wednesdays at 11:30, and it's a 15-minute segment, and Veronica was on this week, and she talked about nonprofits and getting your taxes together, and so I think I want to talk a little bit more about that, Veronica, and if you want to just take that away, because I know you gave out some great information on Wednesday, because I know that in this year has been the strangest ever. And it's so crucial for our nonprofits and our small business owners to know that, you know what? We still got to keep it moving. We still got to keep it going. We still got to have everything in place. And this is a perfect time to get your tax forms together and all that good stuff. So, Veronica, if you want to go ahead and jump in and pick up like where you were left off on Wednesday, kind of telling them about some of the things that they need to do. So I think that is so important for our nonprofit owners.
Oh, no doubt. Thank you, Francine. I think basically what I was sharing with them yesterday, or was it yesterday? My day
was
all
yesterday.
Coming together.
It was yesterday.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Yeah.
So really, you know, just really the basics, regardless of whether or not you're in the nonprofit world or the for-profit world, the basic stuff, you know, it's just your bookkeeping, revenues and expenses, understanding what you got, and then what you're spending, because it's going to be so, so very important no matter what you do, is to know where your money is. And I think that is so important. In the nonprofit world, basically the 990 comes in three forms. You could have it, the 990N, and that's really a electronic one that you do on IRS's website for the smaller nonprofits. And then there's the 990EZ, which is also for smaller nonprofits that basically don't have a lot of revenues. Their revenues is not going to, well, I'm not going to say that they don't have a lot of revenue, because you can have, according to the Small Business Administration, a small business is a business that can earn up to $10 million. So think about that, Francine, for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
And then for the larger nonprofits, they will do the long form, which is the 990. And so I really was sharing with them about really making sure that they kind of, you know, if you're coming to the end of your fiscal year, please make sure that you understand that and make sure that you got your little ducks in a row, because it's so important to have that. So I think that's basically what I was sharing with them. And then just making sure that you can do your comparisons, your end of the year statements. How did last year look? Know the trends in your organization, which months are good months and which months where you kind of flatline. Those things are important, and you can do that or understand it by doing your comparisons every year. And then, of course, your profit and loss statements. Are we in the black or are we in the red? And that's going to be important no matter what business you're in. You've got to track it. And typically what happens is people, they mix their, you know, mix personal and finances together, which is a no-no, because there should be no commingling of funds. And so really it's just the basics, you know, regardless of where you are, Francine, whether you're for-profit or non-profit, these are just your basic financials. So that's what I shared with them yesterday.
Awesome, and that's great to know. And I was very excited to hear you talking about that yesterday because, again, like Veronica just said, it doesn't matter what business you're in, for-profit, non-profit, gigpreneur, hobbyist, whatever it is, if you're making money, you need to put some systems into place so that if anything comes up with the IRS, if you're doing 1099s, you need to have that all straight now because we're coming to the end of this is October, so we just got October, November, December. So you got to get that all straightened out. And if you don't have the ability yourself to use whatever systems like QuickBooks or whatever, then you need to hire somebody to do that for you and make sure that you have those funds separated. And I can share this because of the pandemic. I know a lot of businesses didn't qualify to get certain loans because they didn't have their finances in order. They weren't proper. And it wasn't to say that they were doing anything wrong. They just didn't have the and really they were doing something wrong. They were mixing the money together. You couldn't tell what was personal money and what was business money. And so if it's just a hobby, then it's no big deal. But if you're going to try to apply for a loan through the state system, which is connected to the IRS, then you're going to have a problem because they're going to be like, well, wait a minute. You didn't tell nobody you had a business. Now you said you had a business and you were doing all this for 2019, but you have no records of it, so we can't tell what's the difference. Is this your money or just the business money? So I am for every small business or nonprofit, no matter who you are, to make sure that you have those things separated. And that's what I've been working on. And I can talk about this because I'm talking to myself too. So you guys, we just don't tell y'all this stuff just because we think we're smart and think we know everything. You know, we tell you this because we've been through this experience and we know these situations will come up. And this year has been the perfect example of that. So many people didn't qualify for unemployment. They didn't qualify for the PPE. They didn't qualify for the PUA, which is the other loan, because they didn't have their stuff in order. And so, which is something we really, as a business community, as leaders, we really need to start having those things in place. And even some of the churches, and again, I can speak to this because my church is small, we didn't qualify for certain loans because I don't have any employees. I have myself as a pastor, and then I have one administrator, and she doesn't, you know, she's not a 1099. She just, her title is administrator, but, you know, she just gets giftings from the church every now and then. It's because we're not that big, we're not a big mega church where she's at the office every day and doing all those things. So we didn't qualify for that. So this year we're going to do something different, you know. So you live and you learn. And so, again, we want to share this with you guys because we know that it hurts so many churches, so many small businesses, so many nonprofits, because we did not have our things in place. They were not proper, and they were not decent and in order. And so, Veronica, the other thing I want to talk to you about is, and you can jump in, when I just want to say this statement, that it's so important for us to, we talk about this all the time, and I'm the reason why I'm hesitating, because I know people fully don't understand this, but if you run a business, you need to pay yourself first. And that's important as well, because for another example, if you are a small business and you're the one man team, and you want to apply for a loan, but you have no employees, you actually are your employee because you're doing all the work. Think about that now. You know, so if you're employee number one, possibly you would have been able to apply for a loan because you are actually an employee of your own organization. And so, and I know the nonprofit is a little bit different, but the for-profit world, make sure that you're paying yourself first, even if it's just a few dollars a week. You know, pay yourself $100 a week and have it written out that you're actually writing yourself a check for the business. Because the thing that we have to learn, we have to not just say we're a business, we have to look like a business, and we have to operate like a business. And so I'm going to jump off of that and let you take it on the other side, Veronica, for the nonprofit world.
I think it's the same thing. If you're gonna pay yourself a salary or what have you, make sure that you know you're speaking to an accounting professional so that you could do your W-2s and all that stuff, so that you can have that record and that documentation, because that's so important. And then being able to make sure that you structure it correctly, so that you can do that, because I think that's what happens oftentimes as well. We're not looking at how we're structured, and we're not looking at making sure we do our due diligence. When you got downtime, you really got to research this stuff. It's not anything for you to talk with a tax accountant. You have some tax accountant to talk with someone that's an accountant to say, hey, listen, I'm really thinking about this year paying myself, and I'm going to just give myself, you know, $10,000 this year. You know what I mean? So if you're going to give yourself that, then basically make sure that you do it right, so that when this stuff comes up, you can have the paperwork, you can have all of the information to document what you're saying that you're doing, and not have to scramble and run up and do some stuff. Because the crazy thing about this too, Francine, is a lot of people are going to get in trouble at the end of the tax year as well, because they did crazy stuff, and it does you no good to do that. And so the end of the fiscal year and tax year, some crazy stuff is going to come out because people are really not really paying attention to what they're doing regarding the taxes and all of that stuff. And so, yeah, I think that's so important to mention to them.
Absolutely. And we can see it coming. It's already happening where people are getting requests to prove that you're a business. And if you've never owned a business before, you have no clue what they're talking about. So as soon as you send them something that doesn't look like anything that they want, they already know that you are fraudulent.
Right.
So you don't want to do that. And I know it's going to come up because I've seen it, and I've already had people inquiring to me about it. And it's really nothing I can do to help them. I'm just like, you just need to fess up and say, you know what, it's more of a hobby than a business, you know. and go ahead and pay the money back if that's what you need to do. And so instead of getting yourself into tax trouble. So you really don't want to do that. So, all right. So, Veronica, we talked about that portion of the show. So let's tell everybody how they can get in touch with you if they have more questions about this nonprofit world and all the things that we need to do to make sure that we're in the black at the end of this year, because that's so, so important.
Exactly. If you need to reach out to me, you can certainly call me at 757-572-0974, and certainly can go to our website at micrononprofitnetwork.org and email me at info@micrononprofitnetwork.org if you need to email me. Only serious inquiries, please. I got to say that every time, Francine. Because
we just get
people who are not really serious about. If you're not ready, you're not ready. It's one thing to basically just trying to get information. You know what I mean? Because you want it.
Mm-hmm.
Just you're sort of kind of researching, but some of this stuff that people are doing is just not good, and you have to understand that. Character in business is so important, and you got to have the right character, the right intentions, and you really got to have a plan for what it is that you're trying to do. And without that, you just bouncing around from place to place and getting stuff, and then understanding that it costs you something and it costs others.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have to put a budget in place for your consulting fees, your training, you know, things that you're planning on doing for yourself and growing your business. It's going to always be some sort of cost to you. And so you really need to think about what that looks like in terms of a budget, even if it's just a couple of $100 that you're putting aside for training, or you want to go talk to a consultant or what have you. We've just got to learn to do things right, Francine, in business, and making sure that when we're reaching out to professionals, understand that time is money, and so we got to do better. So, yes, ma'am.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you would like to get in touch with me, I'm getting tongue-tied. You can contact me at icwdirector@gmail.com. Or you can go to the website, www.issuesconcerningwomen.org, and you can call me at 757-567-6734. And I am like Veronica. I don't call people back. If you call me and you don't say nothing, you just called me. You just wasted your little energy just calling me. Because I don't push the button to call back. I'm not curious to see who it is. I don't use my other phone to call you. I'm not doing all of that. We are business women, and I think we, again, the character that makes so much difference. What we put out there and how we want people to treat us, and sometimes we have to teach you how to treat us. So if you want to call and be professional and leave me a message, and then I'm going to be extra professional and call you back and with your answer to your question. And so we just want you to know that, because for so many years, you know, people would call with questions and they want answers, but everything is not free. Everything is not free, and you just have to know that. Everything is not free. It costs a lot.
Yeah.
Veronica and I both have – we are coaches, but we've been coached by other coaches. And I'm not talking about, you know, no $50 either, okay? Let me just – it costs hundreds of dollars to be coached and to go through the coaching process and to get certifications and certificates and all of that. And so when somebody says to me, I want to pick your brain, I'm like, nah, it's not a dish. I can't let you pick on it, you know.
Right.
I have to be so – and I used to be so open to that. I was like, sure, come on. And I tell you what you need to do, thinking that we're going to work together. Because, see, in my mind, as a professional, I'm thinking that's what you want. You want to pick my brain, see what I know, talk to me, and then you're going to hire me to help you do the rest of the stuff that we already talked about. 9 times out of 10, that doesn't happen. You pick my brain, you take all my notes, and you go somewhere else and get it done. Because you got everything out of me for free, so why would you want to pay me? You know. And so, again, folks, the reason why I'm saying this is because it's a new day in the world of business. We have got to do what we're supposed to do as professionals and do it decent and in order. And if you can't afford to pay, that's okay. That's why we do the radio show every week, because we give y'all free stuff every week. But when you call us, I want you to be calling me because I bring value to what you're doing, and I can help you or Veronica can help you or guide you in the right direction, it's okay to ask us a question. I'm not saying that. But to want me to just sit down with you and just give you everything I got, no, we're not doing that anymore. And that's
exactly.
just that. And it's a new day. So
exactly.
That we wanted to get that straight. So the other thing that I want to talk about tonight, Veronica, is on the programs that you're doing. And you had a wonderful program last Saturday. So could you share with the audience how what it was, how it turned out, and what's next?
Yeah, that was wonderful. Thank you, Francine. Well, it was people know about us, our platform, the Beyond the March platform, and this was our last conversation for the year. Year one goal was basically just making sure that we're communicating with the community to find out what do we want to do with this policing and how do we communicate with police. How do we bring change to our communities? And so we had the last conversation, the chat and chew conversation with Chesapeake Police Department and then Black Men, and that was hosted by HP Music and Arts. Yes, I want to say yesterday, but last Saturday. And it was absolutely wonderful. It was absolutely wonderful. The conversation was rich. And, you know, I believe the takeaway was that we got to keep on pushing to do more. And then we're going to, in the new year, starting in January, we're going to launch the second goal, which is basically to create the Kid Law Academy. And we're working on that now, and that program will launch in January. And so great things are coming, and that will be, you know, part two of our Beyond the March movement and creating this platform for kids. Because I believe kids have answers, Francine. I really do. And I think
Absolutely.
That for kids that want to go into law enforcement, we want to help them to understand what it is. And something that one of the officers said that was so telling to me, he said that we keep talking about we want the community, the police officers to look more like our community. But when you see applications coming in, we don't see a lot of applications coming in because Black people primarily don't want to be police officers. And that is a reality that we got to face, that you can't say that you want it and then you turn around and when the opportunity comes, you back away from it because I think that there's a real fear in it, you know what I mean, in terms of scared that you're going to be the person that's going to get shot, scared that, you know, they fail. So there's a lot of things that go into that. And we're not even thinking that as a part of our conversation. We're talking about we want them in the community. Well, the community is going to have to say that I'm interested. And I think if we start with them at young and grow them up into this, then they'll be able to say, yes, I want to do that. Because you don't have to just be a police officer. There's so many law enforcement careers that you can get into, you know what I mean? So that's basically what's coming next.
Okay, great. And that's awesome. And I just want to say how proud I am of the program and your vision and what it has meant to, in just this short period of time, linking those people together, the police officers and the children and the women and the men. So it's just been great. And we went from one stage to the next. And I can't wait for the next year two with Beyond the March. Because I've said this, and I think I've been saying it since, I don't know when, since probably March, when all of this started with COVID-19 and the marching started. It's more than that, you know. It's more than just going and marching and protesting and yelling and screaming. Today was a perfect example of that, of Beyond the March. We have to do our duty as citizens and go out and vote because it is our right. And I think I can't say that enough. And I'll keep saying it until doomsday. And I won't stop just because the election is over in November, because there's always going to be another election. There's always going to be the candidates running. You know, it's always going to be something different. But if we start raising our children with the mindset that they are important in law enforcement, they're important in civil rights, they're important in city council, they're important in Senate, they're important in government. So we have to change the conversation, because I don't think we have that with our children. I was talking to my daughter today, and I know she won't mind me sharing this, and we were talking about my grandson, and he was saying that they don't teach them certain things in school about our history, and they don't. So we're like, you know, we're here, we're African Americans, but, you know, our children don't know about the civil rights movement, except they might not even know who Martin Luther King is, which is really sad, but they don't talk about that in school, and they only get a few weeks of it in the shortest month of the year. And so, and it goes beyond that, because what they were marching for, it wasn't because they didn't have anything else to do. They were marching for change, and that's what we have to look at. And the same thing with these young people that were marching. I was so proud of them, but I want them to know, just like you took 3 or 4 hours out of your day to go and march, take that same initiative and go to the voting poll, because that's where the change is going to happen. We have to vote people out who are not doing what they say they're going to do, and then we have to hold them accountable for it. But if you don't even know the history, or you don't know anything about civics, you don't know that certain things the president cannot do. You don't know, because nobody ever told you. And so the things that any president does, and I'm, because I don't want to, you know, say anything about this current administration, but any president, you need to know what he can do. And what's the role of the Senate? And what's the role of the House? And we don't know. They don't know.
Right.
Nobody knows. And then now that they know, because we're calling them out on it, they're like, well, it's kind of too late now, because they can do whatever they want to, you know. So if our children know this, then they can speak up and they can speak to their power. And it gives you power when you have knowledge. And if you use that knowledge, we're going to have some great law enforcement officers, some great lawyers, some great civic leaders. It's just going to be awesome. And people in the government, because if we start our children now, and I'm so happy about this academy, because they're going to get to give us the information that we're going to need so that we can help support them and get that information out there to the community. So it's going to be a great collaboration. So, Veronica, let me ask you this. Because of the Law Academy, what do you see as the collaboration? Will it be with, I know the children, but who else are you bringing to the table on this project?
This is going to be all, you know, this is, you throw in the kitchen sink and everything in. Certainly we're going to collaborate with the police. I'm going to connect with the FBI. I'm going to connect with the law school at Regent University, because I want the children to have, to do mock trials. We want to take, you know, field trips. I want them to be able to go to a coroner's office, a morgue. So it's really going to be really something. They're going to do their own public service announcement. Of course, we're going to bring them on the radio to talk about crime prevention. So it's going to be a very interactive program. Definitely going to be applying for some grants in the coming year for the program or what have you. We're going to have to talk to them about funding their education, whatever that is going to be, what direction that they're going to go in. We're going to have to talk to them about mental health illness because, again, police officers deal with a lot of stress, a lot of mental health issues that people don't talk about. And then they bring that stuff onto their families, their children suffer, and people are not even looking at it from that perspective. And so, you know, how do you take care of yourself? What is mindfulness to you? So the program is going to be a robust program with lots of community partners partnering with us to make this be a wonderful program. We want to have them to do forensic science, which means they're going to be, you know, being able to collect evidence and taking pictures and all of that stuff. So it's going to be a really robust program, and it's going to be a kids advisory board. We're working on getting that advisory board of kids in place so that we could have the kids' voice to be in there, as well as being able to have maybe officers as mentor and coaches in this program as well. So it is going to be an excellent program, Francine. I'm excited about it.
I am, too. I can't wait. And, you know, that's my background. So, you know, I've been a paralegal 25 years, so I've come across all kind of law situations and still still it's near and dear to my heart. And so, and I bring that to some of the business things that I do. But, Veronica, we got, like, 28 seconds. Oh, my God, we're almost done. So just tell everybody again how they can get in touch with you. Great conversation, and thank you for coming and sharing the show with me again tonight. So I appreciate you.
Yeah, wonderful. Certainly go to our website at micrononprofitnetwork.org or email us at info@micrononprofitnetwork.org. Phone number 757-572-0974.
Thank you. And my phone number is 757-567-6734. Gmail, icwdirector@gmail.com, and website, www.issuesconcerningwomen.org. Well, we've come to an end of another show. It goes by so quickly. I thank you, my sister, and you have a wonderful evening, and I'll talk to you soon. And for our audience, we'll be back next Thursday, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So tell a friend. Take care now. God bless, and bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.